put the spotlight for a moment on the Healthy Summer Initiative. It's a pilot program. It's supported indeed by Urban Villages, that initiative, and also business in the community, public sector and private sector coming together to make areas that face some challenges actually operate better than they may be operating. I want to speak indeed to Mark Brown, who's the Deputy Permanent Secretary with the Executive Office. Dr. Mark Brown. Mark, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
From a public perspective and from input from Stormont, what are you guys hoping to achieve with this? And maybe before you tell us that, for people who aren't fully aware of it, you could give us an understanding of the Healthy Summer Pilot Programme.
Well, the Healthy Summer Pilot Programme is something that developed out of one of our urban village areas, actually, in East Belfast, and has now been extended across the five urban village areas, which cover four areas in Belfast and one in Derry-Londonderry. And really, it's a programme aimed at ensuring that over the long summer months, that children and young people can get involved in activities which are positive for them, which support their health, both mental and physical. And as part of that, to ensure that they are provided with a good meal, a healthy lunch over the long summer period, when perhaps previously in school that would have been provided to them. So this is really about enrichment activities. It's about community groups being able to provide those positive, constructive activities for children and young people, and ensuring that as they take part in those activities, they have a healthy meal during the day.
It is sad to some extent that they have to depend on the free meal being given to them like they do in school. Is that down to poverty in the home, or is it down to lack of organisation in relation to sending the child to the project that the child's going to? There'll be people listening who'll be wondering why a packed lunch couldn't be provided.
Well, over this summer, it is a long period for parents to keep the children engaged. There are lots of activities are provided by a whole range of groups over the summer, which are very positive in providing good activities for children. But it is an important part of this that children do receive a healthy, nutritious meal. And the focus here is on both the activity and the support that is provided through the meal. So it's about making sure that children's mental health and their physical health are all supported through these wide range of enrichment activities, and that a proper meal is available for them during the day. And that helps the children, and it helps the parents. And we think it's an important thing for us to be involved in. We're very pleased to be involved in that.
So you have the summer schemes, the creches, the play groups. You have special schemes for children who may be facing additional educational challenges. The urban villages, by the way, you talk about most of them in Belfast, some in Derry. We're talking about Ardoyne, Ballysillan, North Belfast, Sandy Row, Donegal Pass, the markets in South Belfast, East Side, which is Lower Newton Arge Road area of East Belfast, the Colin Twin, Winbrook, Poleglass area of the west of the city, and the Bogside, Fountain and Bishop Street area up by the Foyle. So those are the areas that you're talking about that have, you know, obvious challenges, because from time to time they're in and out of the news. Would you wish to roll it out to other market towns or smaller places that are equally challenged but don't seem to get maybe the coverage or the support?
Well, one of the key aims of the Urban Villages Initiative is to try and pilot programs which then have the capacity to be rolled out if there's the support, the funding available, and so forth. So we're very pleased that we have been able to extend this from the East Side Urban Village out to the other five urban villages, working with, of course, our partners and business in the community, and working with all of the community organisations that have got involved, and voluntary organisations that have got involved in helping to provide the activities and to provide the meals for the children and young people. So we see this as very much demonstrating what can be done, what the value is of this programme, and hope then that there's a possibility for that to be extended out. But that's something that we will look at the end of the summer with our partners and with business in the community to see what is the potential for extending that to other areas. Because as you say, there will be other areas which could benefit from this programme over and beyond the urban village areas.
It certainly sounds like a worthwhile undertaking. Mark, thank you very much indeed. Deputy Permanent Secretary there with the Executive Office, Dr. Mark Brynerty. He mentions the private input, and Allstate are a part of this. I want to speak to John Healy, who's very much one of the leading lights when it comes to Allstate. He's an ambassador for business in the community as well. John, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Frank.
John, for people maybe who are thinking, Allstate, I know that. I know the name. I see the name in the town all the time. I read about it in the business magazines. Just briefly tell us what you do.
So Allstate itself is a technology company here in Northern Ireland. We have been operating for just over 20 years now, and we have got 2,400 employees across Northern Ireland, three different centres here in Belfast, in the Northwest, in Derry and Strabane as well.
And why do you think it's important for you to put private money into this healthy summer pilot programme?
So companies like Allstate, and there are a lot of companies who are involved in this particular initiative, we're all very aware of our responsibilities for the communities in which we operate. You know, we've got a lot of stakeholders, we've got our employees, we've got our customers, and we've got to remember that they come from the communities in which we operate as well. And so it's very important for us to engage in initiatives like this, and we use and have a fantastic relationship with business in the community who provide that convening power, who really help to plug us as companies who are focused on our business, who help to plug us together with the different charities and community groups who are doing this kind of work in the community.
And how many businesses would be involved in business in the community?
Business community has got numerous plus companies who are involved in it, and I chair the Place Leadership Group for business in the community. And what that does, it brings businesses together to coalesce around issues that are important in the community, guided by business in the community, and then very much listening to the different demands and ideas coming up through our employee groups as well. And one of the topics that we settled on was this one. And as companies, we all have our own individual programs that we're engaged in and that we're volunteering on and putting resources into. But then business in the community approached us and said that if we could raise match funding of £30,000, that they'd be able to access funding for this Urban Villages initiative. And I have to say that the members of that committee that I chair were fantastic in terms of the speediness of the response and the level of engagement that they had in terms of wanting to make this programme, this pilot, come to fruition.
Well, it sounds like an excellent idea to have young people, I suppose, fully engaged in something meaningful, and being guaranteed that they're going to have this food as well to keep their spirits lively during their time away from home. But it's how it's working on the ground that is vital. Isabel Loughran is a director with the Footprints Women's Centre. I mentioned the areas. Your prime area is Colin. That's West Belfast, Isabel.
It is indeed. Good morning, Frank. I work in the Cullen area, and Footprint operates within that, and it's an area over 30,000 people, and that's the size of Newry and Ballymena, with very low infrastructure and very high disadvantage and need in the area. And first of all, I'd really like to thank Urban Villages and business in the community. It has made a tremendous difference, not only highlighting the fact of the issues that are in our community, they're actually doing very good work in supporting the organisations to work and tackle those symptoms. We've been able, over the summer, we have a range of services that we offer to that community, and primarily women and families. And it's a community that has high levels of disadvantage and need, and that's unemployment, low levels of childcare provision. There's very high levels of domestic violence in the area. As you know, that last year was the highest recorded level in Northern Ireland. In Northern Ireland, Cullen has one of the highest rates of domestic violence. We're looking at and working with all of the symptoms that women and families that come with that. So
when I asked Mark earlier about the free meal that every child gets on this project, and I suggested that most people listening to the radio would think, you know, why don't don't the parents send a packed lunch? There are many, many families, I'm not suggesting all families here, by the way, who are taking part, but there are many families who the idea of having a structure within their home that would allow for the preparation of a packed lunch just simply doesn't exist.
One of the things that Footprints, and we have been working in the area for nearly 30 years now, and we've won many awards for our work, and what we try to do is provide innovation to our services and remove the stigma in all of the services that we provide. And the Healthy Summer Programme has operated just at that. We have been able to provide a lunch to older people, younger people, and
everybody's
adults.
The same.
Absolutely. Yeah. Through the services that we provide, we have an example of that. We have been able to work with Good Morning Colin and work with the seniors in the area and bring some lunches as part of the West Belfast Festival. We've been able to have an event as part of the West Belfast Festival and focusing on cooking in homes all over the world. And we had a nutritionist in who was giving advice in food as well as cooking, and women and families could come along to that. We have had summer schemes within the centre. So all of those lunches have been provided as part of the services that we have on offer. So no one was queuing or asking to provide, and they're just part of what we do, but we ensure that all the participants there have had it.
So just finally, Isabel, as someone on the ground, as I say, who's working there at the coalface of this issue, and you'll have many people that you're liaising with in other parts of Belfast and up in Derry as well. How important is an initiative like this?
It's absolutely vital to what we do. It has strengthened our services, and the stats are that we've been able to provide for a very low amount of money 1,033 lunches to individuals during that summer, and I think that's a great outcome.
It is, absolutely, and people are spending time doing things in these groups and projects that they may not otherwise have been involved in. Thank you for coming in. Thank you very much. Thanks to Mark, who was on the phone. John, continued success with Allstate.
Thank you very much.
We're depending on every big employer in this city, and you're certainly one of the big ones at this present moment in time. Thank you, Isabel. Thank you.
And could I have a request, Frank? I have to do it while I'm here. For Tony, one of our wonderful support that has been providing outreach to the older people, anything by Jerry Cinnamon.
Jerry Cinnamon, wow, yeah. You've got musical taste, musical taste. And who did you mention at the very beginning?
One of our outreach workers, and we have a van, and we're able now to go out and bring support out into the community as well as provided in, and Tony would put one of our key staff in there.
I'll tell you what, Tony has definitely got his ear to music, but I bet he also likes this group.